Up to Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph, Masechta Seita, learning about the Egla Arufa. So we had an argument if it's five judges that have to step out of the city when they find this corpse lying there and have to measure through closest to the neighboring city, or is it just three? Says the Gemara, Mas Nisin, about six lines from the top. Mas Nisin, our Mishnah, the Lake Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov does not seem to follow the opinion of Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, says, Zikei Necha, the Pasuk says, this Kainim should leave the city to measure. He says, Zikei Necha is Sanhedrin. Shoif Techa, who are these judges? Someone even superior to Zikei Necha. Ze Melech v'Kohen Gadol, the king and the high priest. Melech, how do you know Shaftim is referring to these people? Melech, see, Melech ba Mishpat Yamid Oret. So we see that a king is the one who does Mishpat. And Kohen Gadol, see, Levos ala Kohen and Levim, ala Shaft Hashiyi, ba Yomahim. You should go to the Kohen Levi, the judge, who will be in your reign in your time. So he holds not enough to have a Sanhedrin. The king himself has to go out there. And the Kohen Gadol has to go out there to find the which city is responsible for this victim. Our question is, okay, we know you're Melech and Kohen have to go along, but we just had an argument where the total is three, total five. You're Melech and Yaakov and Melech and Kohen Gadol, who is the public. Those are the only argue regarding a king and a Kohen Gadol of Sanhedrin, but when it comes to Sanhedrin, either he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, how many Sanhedrin should come? Five. Or Kirab Shimon, three, no, but it's a separate issue altogether. Right? Dilma, but Sanhedrin, not in public. Maybe even argues on the whole entire Sanhedrin. Adi Ika Kula Sanhedrin. Maybe he's of the opinion you need all 71 Sanhedrin there. Why would you even think so? Omer Rav Yisrael Toshba coming in. I bring you a Braisa and it shows you right. There is an opinion that says he needs an entire Sanhedrin. Matzon Zokim Mamre. Zokim Mamre is a person who's knowledgeable, has smicha, but he argues with entire Bezdin. He maintains, even though they ruled against him, he maintains his argument. It doesn't have to be only
rebellious sage.
Oh, that's exactly. It doesn't have to be a single, even for some minority sages. Once the Sanhedrin ruled and they continue to argue, all of them are Zokim Mamre. So this is Zokim Mamre. They found him Ape Pagi and within the outskirts of the city, within the walls, but the outskirts of Himra Lein, and he maintained his rebellion. Yochol Tehei Hamro Osei Hamro. I would have thought that he's considered Zokim Mamre. He has to be killed. Talmud Leimer comes to tell you. What do you call it? Bekamt, now, Zokim Mamre can only be if he opposes the entire Bezna of 71. It says in the Pasuk, Vekamtav Olisa Lamokim. It says in the Pasuk that where does he mount his rebellion? He mounts a rebellion, Vekamtav Olisa Lamokim, up here by the Vesa Gaz is in Shalim. Melamach Hamokim Gaidim, that has to be in that place when he argues the Nofik Kamana. When he met the Sanhedrin, we would have thought that he's considered a rebel. How many members of the Sanhedrin? Remember, he has to meet all 71. Where did he meet them? Obviously not in Belishchol HaGozis. So how many people did he meet? Elam, the Nothing Mikzos, and he met a number of Sanhedrin. Dilma Hanadika Gavoy Kavosis, maybe the remaining Sanhedrin inside actually agree with him. Why would you even think he's a Zakim Mamre? Elipshita, Nofikul, and Tai Sanhedrin went out. Ulamai, when did you have a situation that we leave nobody behind? When do you have a situation that Tai Sanhedrin goes out? And that's what must include, it must be El Garufa. And that means that in Egla Rufa, you need the Tais and Hedron to go to where the corpse is lying. That's the only possible situation we have the Tais and Hedron leaving the Lichchas HaGozis. And who would be that author who believes that? Must be Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. That's what I was trying to say.
So what's the difference between when we call someone a Das Yochid and then when we call him a Zokim Mamre?
Das Yochid, Zokim Mamre is only against the Bezin of 71. That's number one.
When they gave a Psak and he...
And he's part of the Sanhedrin. He could be part of it. And it has to be the entire Sanhedrin, and it has to be Dafke in Lichchas HaGozis, where this argument took place. But if they met him outside, and he continues the argument, we discount his opinion, put him in Chayim and all that, but he doesn't get killed. Doesn't have a dinner like a Mamre. Ulamai, what was that Sanhedrin doing out of Shalim? Ila Davar Asher Stam Mimnafki, is it possible that you always leave 24/7, you always have some members of Sanhedrin there, at least during the day? But see what it says in the Pasuk, that shoradeich, like your navel, agan hasoyar, is like the circle that is that looks like the moon. It surrounds it, and we dash. And then Paul says, "Al yechosar hamozik, you should never be missing less than the mozik. You should never be missing less than a mozik. When you dilute wine, you need two parts water and one part wine. The same thing here. The Sanhedrin should never have less than one third still sitting there. It means at least 23 people should be there." So, Shaim Nitzach, Eichanem Lotzeis, if let's say somebody has to leave, Im Yasham Esav, Shloshik Negas, and Eitan Yotze, if as long as the 320 people still were there, fine. Im Lav in Yotze, otherwise he does not leave the place. El Pshita, Ledva Mitzah, the only possible reason they went out for a mitzvah. Shorarech is considered Sanhedrin because that's the Shorarech is the navel, and they consider the Yishalayim is the middle of the world, and the Sanhedrin is like the middle of the of Yishalayim, right, Beis Hamikdash, and therefore that's called Shorarech. Lamai. What mitzvah are they going to? Lav lemedidas egla. They're going out there to measure for the corpse. Clear eye. And everybody's like, Akavi. I'm the Bible said, Eloi. There's another possible, the first mission of Sanhedrin, we're going to learn that there's another reason Sanhedrin leave Yerushalayim. That is, whenever they want to expand on the Yerushalayim, for example, not only they leave the Beis HaMikdash, they want to expand on Yerushalayim, that's bringing Lachmei Toida, a certain carbon, and the entire Sanhedrin goes out. So they all went there to, for that purpose. Maybe they went to increase the city or the courtyards. The entire Bezin have to go there. So therefore, no proof. However, says the Gemara, another Brayse, we clearly says of Tanya, we learned in the Brayse of Porter Beis opinion was in Yaakov holding needle 71, Motz on that base pagi v'him na lein, and he rebelled. And then the Brayse spells out, you're going Sheyotu, why did they leave Beis HaMikdash? Limit did this egg to measure the corpse of Lahaisiv Aliyev Alazodas to expand the city, Yachel Tehamados Hamra, I would have thought that he's a rebel, Tamalim, come to release him, Malamacham Mokum Gaidon, has to be in the place. Nimtza Tomlin Begal. The Mishnah said, what happened? You found the body not lying on the ground, but you found him buried under a pile. Oy, Tolabil suspended in a tree. If you found him in this situation, or floating on the water, in all of these three, we say that what? That it's not considered a, what do you call it? A cholol for an egla for purposes. Says the Gemara. Okay, because it said the posse, Neufel Basoda. Says the Gemara, "Vayte lema vasis abiru rabban tanya ulchayv avesim machlekes." If what's under a pile is considered bad dam or not, by the mitzvah of shechel mishchei is when you're in the farm and you're cutting off and you leave. If you forgot something, you don't go back for them. The tanya we learned it says in pasuk vishachachta when you're harvesting a field and you forgot. Oim basada you forgot an oim basada on the field. They'll come back for it. Prat l'tomun divu said what. On the field, but if you left it under a mound or something, you could go back. Because no, it's not included in basada. So he would hold ba'adama means on the ground, not under a pile. The chachamim mayim basada l'rabbezatami. Basada means anywhere in the field, including what's beneath the pile. So they would hold l'chayda by a corpse as well. If he's found on a pile, there should be a din of egla. Amarav Rebbe, no. Amarav, I feel tamar abonon. Don't mix the two arguments together. Why? Look at the context. Hachadik Sivit says, Ki motze cholol, says the passage, if you will find a cholol, you'll find a corpse. Ba'adoma, if the Torah knows about Doma, where do you normally find corpses? Strewn on the ground. Heichadim ishtakar, wherever they find him. Ba'adoma, so what's that coming to add? You're limiting now. Adoma is coming to limit. Ba'adoma on the ground. To limit what? Prat l'tamun, if it's underneath the ground. So the context here tells you ba'adoma is coming to limit. Not to increase, but to limit, or to restrict this particular iser. V'hosam, we look at shikha, mean yonah dekra. There also, chesiv, it says, kesik tzak tzircha basadcha. It said in the pasuk that if you go out there and you harvest in your field, and then v'shachach to'ayme, you forgot to'ayme, would have just said that, I would have been limited only to your field. And I would limit on your field. Why? I would say just like harvest. Harvest is all exposed to plants. The same thing over here, grains, the same thing over here. Only if you forgot something exposed. But if something was hidden, no shikha. But then the pasuk adds another word, basada. What's the pasuk trying to tell you? Must be coming to increase, not coming to limit, to restrict, on the contrary. Shikha, do me the kata. I would have learned that what? Shikha similar to harvest. Ma kata, big gully, what's exposed, av shikha, big gully. Yet the kata, chmana basada. So why would the Torah add the word basada? Rabbi says that tamum. To add something, to add that which is covered. Nu, for the mother of Yehuda, why did Yehuda say that? What that you're chayv shikha for covered? Why is it coming? They hold come to limit. Why the Torah says twice sotcha and soda? Nami tepeglem shikha dum nekatsa. Why doesn't he compare shikha nekatsa? Only what's exposed, and if it's hidden, he should be exempt. So why does it? Rabbi Yehuda says that the din is if it's hidden, you don't. There's no din shikha. Why does he use the word basada to teach you that? Let him learn from the fact that it says katzin or shikha b'shachta. So therefore, it's right next to each other, which tells you it has to be exposed. I don't need the pasuk basada to limit if it's not exposed. Is more inochem right? So what does he do with sada? Ela basada lomeli. You know what Rabbi Yehuda does with sada? Meboiler to teach something else. The rabbi is to teach you shikhas kama. Coming to teach you, if you forgot one corner, it's still upstanding. It wasn't cut off, you harvested. You forgot one corner in the field, that you shouldn't go back for that comma to come back to take it. Basada means on top of the field growing. Sorry. But Rabbana, skip the line. Shikha, kama minalu, sins that Rabbana use the word basar to teach you. To include that which is beneath the ground. How do they know that if it wasn't harvested at all, still upstanding, that there's an isa of shikha, it's called shikha, and you can't go back for it. Nafkalu, they learn out, mechisikta ktircha besatcha. It says that if you harvest in your field, and then it says v'shechachta. So what do you mean v'shechachta v'shechachta? That if it's still on your field and you forgot, it's also considered shikha. Nu, why is Rabbi Yehuda? Why is Rabbi Yehuda learn from that? Why does he need basada? But Rabbi Yehuda meboyle, he needs the basada to teach you the rabavu. Amar Rabbi Loza, Amar Loza, prat l'shetzafu oimlin l'teich sada chaveda. If you're, let's say, the wind came and blew your into the neighbor's property and it's floating in the air there, that there's no isra of shikha for you to go and retrieve it. The wind blew it, you have no isra of shikha, and if it's floating in your friend's property.
But can't you just learn shikha kipshuta? In this case, he did forget about it. In that case, he didn't.
Yeah, but he forgot about it, and the wind blew away. If he didn't know about it, so he finishes field, thinks it's all over, and then he goes and he happens to walk by. And says, oh, I recognize mine. Says he motivated rabbanon, rabbanon. How do they learn that in? Could have said besod bechachta. Why is it besodcha the first time around? Only your field, not if it's in your neighboring field. Says he motivated Rabbi Huda besodcha lemashle. He doesn't believe in Drasha. Boy, Rav Yimi, here comes Rav Yimi, the famous Rav Yimi, and he asks a question. What about Tzofi Oimrim L'Tech Sadehu? What about in your own field, the wind blew and it's floating in the air, it's suspended on top of other crops, it's not lying on the ground. Is the Shikha there or not? Mao, do we say Avis Sadeh Kesadadami? The space of the field is like the field, so it's Shikha. I love Kesadadami. Omele Rav Kahana, Papi, Vamil, the other said of Kahana, Rav Zvi, Tivshle, Rabavu, and Rabbalaza. Why don't we just resolve it from. What did Rabbi Rabbalaza say? That if your Tvua blew onto your neighbor's field and is suspended in the air, there's no Dinah Shikha, which would seem, but in your own field, there would be a Dinah Shikha. Why talk about your friend's field? No, my Pratit Tavoy, there's a clear ayah in your own field, you're still Chayv Shikha. So he said back, Abimah said back, if you want to be so pedantic in Rabbi Levua's words, then why don't you make another diuk? He says, in your friend's field, if it floated, your potter, you're allowed to go back and retrieve it. What happens if it actually landed on the ground in your friend's field? It would be shikha. Unheard of, because it says the potter, besatcha, your own field. So obviously, don't be so pedantic. But the time made the toys of the chavede.
He was telling him, don't be pedantic.
Exactly.
He's the one with all these
shaitels
throughout the whole
shas. That's exactly right. Well, the time made the toys of the chavede. Tzofu imenoch. Vabin and besatcha, veleka, novos. El toys of the chavede, when he said, the friend, your friend's field, even though the example he gave was that it's floating, I feel him menoch, if it's on the ground. I've had to come at tzofu. Why did he mention that it's floating? Lemishkach, lel, but tzofu. The only way, how did your grains end up in your friend's field? Because the wind blew with it. So that's why he mentioned tzofu. It doesn't mean dafke tzofu. So don't mean lafuke his own field as well. Toshba coming here, okay, the question still remains. So in your own field, if it's floating there, what's it then? Toshba coming here, says in the Braise, Oimer Shech Zikubay, let's say the Oimer that you took, you decided to bring it back to the city. And, or you had it there sitting there, and you were planning to take it back to the city. V'nicha gabi chaveda, and then you placed it on top of another pile. And you forgot them both. Now, the bottom one is ketamun. It's covered by something. We just learned before that if it's covered, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you know, you're exempt. The bottom one is covered, and the top one is tzafu. So what happens? V'shachu hatach and shikha, the bottom one, you forgot ve'el yonein shikha. The bottom one has it in the shikha, because we just said before, tamun the shikha. But the top one, there's no shikha. Why is no shikha top one? Because it's tzafu. So we see that even in your own field, if it's floating in the air, there's no din of shikha. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Shnei Yemen shikha, neither of them is shikha. The bottom one is not shikha because it's tam, and I hold like Rabbi Yehuda that if it's hidden, there's no shikha. The elyon, the top one, there isn't, they should tzaf. So l'chayda ad kan le'pligi, the whole machleik is, so everyone agrees.
Doesn't not necessarily mean parach ba'avir.
No, so it means that's not on the ground.
On
exactly. So both of them agree that tzof, floating on the water, floating in the air, floating on something else, there's no shikha. They're only arguing on the bottom one. The machleik had before b'yiruchamim. So this answers Bima's question.
The same will be, like you said, with water. If I have a river flowing through my field, then there's a hay.
Yeah, tough in mind. Yeah,
floating in the water.
Ad kan le'pligi ele betachten. They're only arguing on the bottom one. How could you have a shikha? Claude answered your question. So you want to know, shiny hustle is different. Because kiven the arzi bezachve, and really maybe tzav taka, this is a shikha. You know why we hit it on shikha? Because what did the Braisa start off? He already had in mind, he set in mind that he's going to bring it to the city. That means he already lifted it, he already was zoich, it's his. Once it's yours, and then you put it down, you forget it, it's not shikha anymore. Once you it's not just growing in a natural way, you cut it off and you picked it up in your hand to take it to the city and you put it down and you forgot to retrieve it, that's not shikha. That's why here's different. So why are you talking about that it landed, that you put on top of something else? I feel so nami. Even if you left, if it fell on the ground on your own field, there's no shikha. Once you were kain it, there's no shikha anymore. So you're not going to be right. If I tell you why talk about such a unique case, I'll gabi chaveilim should tachten. Because the main issue here discussing is the bottom one, is that considered hidden or not? So the Gemara, but it says clearly what makes you tough come. It says the only reason why the top one there's no shikha because it's floating. According to you, there's no shikha because you're ready. It's yours. Aim of ipneishu who ketzav. The Gemara just saying that it's like tzav, just like tzav is potter. This is potter, but not because that's why I'm potter over here. I'm potter over here because I already was picked it up and I made it mine. But it's like general tzav. That's all over here. Yeah. I'm going to buy a bai. He was once in a great mood and he said, "Hareini kiven azai ben azai." We had a few times in Shas already. We'll have a future. Ben azai once used to go around. He was very, very sharp. And one time he was in a really good mood. He just figured something out. He was like, "Okay, anybody ask me any question you want anywhere, and I'll answer you." We had Ilfu said the same thing and so on. So Hareini kiven azai. So Abayi once was in that mood. He said, "Oh, I feel like I'm ben azai b'shuk in the street. Tell you, ask me anything, I'll answer you." So once this one rabbi went to Abaye, no name, he said, "Let me ask a question. Shnei chalolim ze al gabi ze. You have two corpses, one on top of the other. Mehechan who moided? Where did now? Obviously, they're not mamish on top of each other. They're moved away from each other, and one city is closer to like one body, and another city closer to the other body. What do we do? Where do we measure from?" So body A is close to city A, and body B is close to B, but we're on top of each other. Which body do we measure from? So we say, do shayla follow three shaylas. Mehechanu meida. Do we say min b'minay that here, even though they're the exact same species, havi tamun, the body on the bottom is considered tamun? And what do we learn from our Mishnah? That if the body is not exposed above the ground, but the body is covered in a gal, in a mound, there's no din of chol, of egla roof, and therefore the bottom body doesn't count. All we look at is the top body. That's one way of looking at it. Or do we say umin b'minay? And furthermore, umin b'minay lo havitzaf. The top body is floating, and the floating, and there's no egla roof either. So regarding the bottom body, even though what's covering it, another body, irrelevant. The fact is, it's hidden. Regarding the top body, since it's lying on another body, it's not called floating in the air. It's because min b'minay ain't the chaytzitz. That's one way of looking at it. Umi my difficult measure of the top body. Or even perhaps the other way around. Min b'mini have it tough. The fact is that it's floating in the air, even though it's a body underneath it, therefore you can't count it. Or b'mini will have a tummy, but the bottom body is not really covered because it's covered by a body. Umi takna my the bottom one. Min b'mini have it tummy, umi have it tough. Let me tell you, there's not a little fear at all because one is covered and the other one is exposed. Umi said to him, Tinisua, we learned, when it comes to the Umi.
So this is a bias answer, yeah?
Yeah. We learned Aimer. We learned it just before. Aimer sheherzig boy lahilichali that you decided to acquire it, to bring it to the city. And you placed it on top of other grains. Vishakhai and you forgot it. Hatachten shicha. The bottom one is considered shicha. So we have a machlekes regarding the bottom one. The elyon ain't a shicha. The top one is not considered shicha. We already said before, why is it tabon shikha? Because you're kain it. So what does it even mean? What? That everyone agrees the bottom one is what do you call it? There's no shikha because it's tamun. So we see, even though it's the exact same species, minimum, and yet there's no tamu, it's considered tamun, hidden. So same with the body. The bottom body is considered hidden. There's no egglut from the bottom one. So for the Hanan tonight, Rabbi Yehuda, we feel right now all the time hold like Rabbi Yehuda that generally tamun your potter, and the machleik the amar besada prat tamun. There's no shikha by tamun, and the argument is: do we consider this tamun or not? Because it's the same species, you know, the same grain on top, and do we say it's considered covered or not? My laba hakamifki, my sava min b'mine have a tamun that even though it's exact same species, the fact is that it's covered. Or my sava lo have a tamun that since it's the same species, it's not considered covered. That's a machleikus. Maybe Iker Rabbi Yehuda's filay. I can like this. Either the whole like Rabbi Yehuda want that tamun is exempt. Kuli amim mini have a tamun. Everyone holds, and may therefore maybe even the same grains as tamun. So what's machlekes? V'hocha, that goof is machlekes. That book that Yehuda and Rabbanu, they're arguing in machlekes between Rabbanu whether Tamun is chayiv v'shicha or patur v'shicha. The Rabbanu get Rabbanu. The Rabbanu that Rabbanu that Tamun is chayiv v'shicha. We learn from Masada you have to include. So chayiv Rav Shimon Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, they're patur. They're arguing bechlal if everyone agrees that it's Tamun. The question whether shicha or not. So there's no raya bai from here. Or yochi, if so, my idiya gabe chaveidoi.
So meaning we do say Tamun.
According to that's what we're saying right now. So the Gemara is saying, if the whole machlek is regarding tamun, why talk about grain on top of grain? Talk about bechal, grain underneath the ground. Whether you're chayv shikha or not, whether tamun is shikha or not. I feel about for tzoronami, even though sand or pebbles. You're right, inachanami, right. Uladi acha koiche de Rabbi Yehuda, which want to tell you, Rabbi Yehuda holds that tamun is if it's hidden, it's exactly shikha, not only if it's covered underneath the ground, but even if it's covered under other grains, it's also considered tamun. That's the chiddush dharma. I feel me min of it tamun. So no raya either way. So Abaye, despite all that, had no answer. Tanam. So, Tanam, what we learned. Cholol, he had to be stabbed. Not if he's strangled. Cholol, that he's dead. Not if his body is still, shaking around. Machlek is in the shining, whether when he said v'loy mefarfa means... But once he stops rolling around, then there is a garufa. Or once, if you found him at that moment, he was still moving around, even though he dies 2 minutes later, there's no longer a din of egg garufa. Ba'ad dama in the ground, v'loy tamun, that if it's hidden underground, b'gal, hidden under a mound, noifel, that he fell on the ground, v'loy talabil, not suspended on a tree, basad in the field, v'loy tzofim, and now he's floating on the water. In all of those cases, there's no din of egg garufa. Rabbi Lazar says, in all of these cases, if he was cholol, if he was stabbed, even though he's under the ground, all that, we still do egla rufa. Don't you agree? If he was strangled, lying on the ground, you agree at least to that one point. Cholol, you agree because the pasuk came out cholol has to be stabbed. In other words, if it was strangled. You agree that there's no egla rufa. So just like you agree the word cholol, why don't we agree with all the other diyukim we have? Ba'adama and all that, because which we ba'adama on the ground, not under the ground. Neifel, not a suspended tree. Why are you only, being very particular about one word and not all the other words? Alma cholol v'lechanuk. Nu hachanami ba'adama le'taman. Begal neifel v'lechol v'yon hanging the tree. Besada v'lechol gamayna in the water. But Rabbi Lezer, chol yisayl k'sivir. Rabbi Lezer says, it says an extra cholol to tell you that what? That is, we're medacting the word cholol more. That because an extra chol to dash in chol of a lechanuk. All the other words are only written once. So you want to write nimtza samach lesfar. You found them next to the border. Eliir shadruba the chavim. The chesiv it says ki matzei. It was a rare thing that happened. Prat lematzu. If it's common, it's a goyish city. It's common. That's why we learn erevin. You're not allowed to live in a place. One yid with two goyim because it's common. Or an avodah zara. We learn you're not allowed to go alone into a goyish house. Because it was pretty common. Oilia she'emba bezen, a city that has no bezen doesn't count. The beina zikni eva, like you need a bezen. A maiden is if you bypass the city, the closest city, and you go to the closest city that has a bezen. Pshita kiv, and we just learned liir she'emba bezen. And a maiden liir she'emba bezen. If you don't measure to a city that has no bezen, then where do you measure a city with a bezen? What do you mean to repeat it for? How come Ashlan get a tanya? No, it comes to teach you a chiddush. I would have thought minayin shim nimtzas samachliya. Let's say that the corpse was found next to the city shame of bezin. I would have thought there's no eglurif at all since the neighboring city has no bezin. Forget it. Bezin shmenichan oisa. You must walk away. You maiden leadership by bezin. And how do you know that nobody that what we actually bypass this city and we look for the closest city with a bezin? Tamalayim of a lakhu zikneir ahi b'chol makom. We take the zikneir, the closest city with a bezin. I might be the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th city closest to the corpse. We still do that. Says the Mishnah, nimtzu mechuvim meshteyor. You found exactly between two cities. Shtei mevi'er shtei agolu. They both bring the egla rufidir b'lazim because he holds efshel atamtzim. We had a sukkah ready. He holds that you can be exact.
This is
a Rabbi Yirmiyah type situation. No, this is Rabbi Lezer. We had a machlekes. Rabbi whether you can Efshel Tzamtzim, Efshel Tzamtzim. By Pchaydus, could it be possible two twins to be born exactly the same time?
The Shiloh,
the
chicken with 1 foot on either
side
of the 50-yard line.
We have that in Bobasa, yeah. The Engel Shalayim may be Egla Rufa, but never brings, the more explain why he never brings an Egla Rufa. And Yimtza Roshim, Mokamechu, Mokamechu, the head is in one place and the body is in another place. Malich and Roshim, it's like Gufdi, but Rabbi Lezer says you bring the body, the head to the body, because the head rolls away from where it died. Now, the other way around, the head is stationary, the goof is what walks away. So you got to bring the goof back to the body. So the goof is much larger than the head, but the head is the most important part of the body. So the question is it quality or quantity? That's how some Lachreim want to learn. Which part of the body do you measure? When the body is strewn across, a body might be 6 feet long. Which part of the body? And one city is closer to the head, and one city is closer to the foot. Which one do you work? Rabbi Elazar ben Mitzburi, from his navel. That's the center of his body. Rabbi Yehuda ben Michaitme, from his nose. Cause that's where you tell whether, only especially where a person is alive or not, they put feathers by his nose. Rabbi Yaakov Mokshin has a cholam tzavari. What caused him to die? They decapitated him. So therefore, you look at his neck. Says the Gemara, first of all, my time at Rabbi Elazar, so he holds Efshalit Samson, it's possible to measure to be exact. The Krav, I feel a Krav, it's possibly equidistant from two cities. And Vedishlaim, 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 said Lerishta has to belong to somebody, and Vedishlaim belongs to everybody. The Machlaik is Vedishlaim belongs to me, I'm not to everybody. Nim to Roish, among Mechamai, but the Machlaik is Elaimalim, but the arguing, are they arguing about where do you measure from? Hamid, the Tani Sefer, it says in the end of the Mishnah, Ma'ainayim Maidin, from the nose or this and that. So what's the first question? The head of the what are they talking about there? If you're talking about measuring, they measure from the navel. Doesn't matter where the head is, or the nose. Doesn't matter where the body is. Is it the same machlekes? Says the Gemara, Omer Yitzchak Mameis Mitzvah Kana Mekayim. The argument: when a person dies, you have to bury him where he died. You look where the head is, or you look where the body is. To bury him, Kana Mekayim. What's Mekayim? If a heichad and nimtzur roish b'makom echad, the guf b'makom decapitated, malichin haroish eitz laguf yerblazi. Bring the head to the body, and okivayim with haguf eitz roish, the body to the head. The mic can be got the argument. Ma'as sava gufe beduchtin nafel. But one guy holds that the body fell where it is, and Reisha did not even offer that the head rolled. Well, myself the other way around. Reisha ached and offered the head where it is. Goof the right was. The body is what walk, continue walking. Mine I am mighty with a measure. My significant myself ikech is about the main chai is in the nose. Myself ikech. I used to be the main chai is in the navel. Lema kihani tanoi isn't the same identical machleik as mehechan of lad noitzu. When the child is created, what part of the body is created from? May Reisha from his head. The chenu oimer, it says, "Mimei imi ato gozi," from the womb of the mother, you cut me out. Oimer gozi nizircha v'shlichi, throw out, you cut your hair off and throw me away. So we see that. Well, that's inside the middle. Abshalom etiburay, that it goes from the navel. Umishaleach shrosh of elved. From there, the body continues to grow. I feel tame Abishol, not arguing. Ad can let come Abishol. All he's talking about is the formation of a fetus, where it starts from. Elin yitzida the chimitz of lad mitzius mitzvah, when he is created, formed from the middle. Avali inyan chiyusa. The kuli alma ba'apiyu. When it comes to the life, everyone holds this in the nose. The chesiva says, "Kol hashenish b'duchayim ba'apav." The nose. Other than Yaakov Amin, Mokin hasachom tzavara. This is a lot of discussion in modern medicine about this thing here. About brain dead and all that. Yaakov, I'm Mokish, and a Cholam Tzavore. If a guy from the neck we were decapitated, my time, Rabbi Yaakov, see, it says the Pazik loss is Oishchel Tzavore, Cholol Rishayim, the neck. Let's just finish the bottom page. Niftu Zikne Shlaim Hochland. The oldest line left, Zikne Oisiim Mevin Eglis Boker. The elders of that city bring the Eglis Boker. The Zikne Shlaim came to measure. And they left. Once they left, once they measured, they left. And now the local Dayanim are the ones who have to take over this egla, this calf. Ashalay Moshcha ba'oil that never was used with this yoke. Vein hamum paisel but this animal, okay, if there's a blemish there or not. Umayri noisel nachaleisim. We bring them down to this tough ground. Ace, tomorrow we're going to be very late because of Shchedish. Aysen kemashmoi kosher, very tough. Ava bisha enaya aysen kosher. But even though it turned out to be the ground was not very tough, it's the virgin soil, it's still kosher. The oifen has become achara, and you take a knife and you cut her from the back. And where you did this awesome milizra, you're not allowed to plant anymore, malava, and to work there, but you're allowed to stand there and to comb flax with a nakash and clean stones, because you're not really using the ground. Zikni oise, roichli, and then the elder, that city, they wash their hands, b'mayim with water, b'marka marifa shalagala, where they killed the egla, b'mayim, and they say, yodeinu lo shavcha es adam mazeh, we did not spill this innocent blood, leinenu lo ro, we didn't even see this guy. Also, did we even think for a minute? We thought they were the murderers. It never happened that he came to us, and we just sent them out without an escort, without food. Without escort, then the Kohenim respond and they say, "Kapel Amcha Yisrael, you should be forgiven." Hashem Padisa Hashem, but Titan Damnoki Bekerav Amcha Yisrael, should be no longer innocent blood spilled out amongst the Jews. Lohaytzichin Leimer didn't have to say in the Kapel Lehem Adam. They didn't really have to say Lochayda. They don't really have to say to the Dayanim, "We're forgiven." So this is a separate thing. Ruach HaKodesh Mevasos, the Ebesh is sort of saying it, through Moshe. That if they do this, Amos, the Shatasa Koch, if you do this, I just told you, Hadam is Chapalem, the little bit guilt that you have, the blood, that they will be forgiven for you guys.
So the declaration that they have to make is that...